We'll get up to speed with what's happening as far as the UEFA Champions League is concerned. A big night of football ahead. Also a great guest in studio. An interactive show at any time, at any stage. Also going to go live as soon as the guest is in studio. But a story that we broke yesterday right here on the show, talking about a man that's been highly sought after. I mean, you go back, clubs wanted him during his playing days. I mean, teams fought for his signature. And even right now, though, he remains pretty high in demand. But as a coach this time around, a beloved figure in KZN football, he's returned to the province right now following his appointment as the head coach of Richards Bay. And known for his strategic acumen and his ability to bring out the best in his players, his appointment, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this free of charge, literally marks an exciting new chapter in the club's journey. His name is also synonymous with dedication and tactical brilliance, and is now taken hold of the team, bringing with him a wealth of experience and a fresh perspective to the Richards Bay squad. A talented footballer in his time, an excellent scholar of the game. I think they called him Ginger at some point. Papi Zotwane, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Darop, and I want to greet your listeners, our MSW. Thanks, Bob.
It's been a while since I last spoke to you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Darop.
Did this cross your mind when you were sitting celebrating a cup victory with Mike Yessie as an assistant coach to Clinton Larson to say, hey, you know, a couple of weeks down the line, you're going to be head coach of a Betway Premiership team?
It never crossed my mind, Darop, after having achieved so much for Emakhazi Football Club. Everyone was there. We wanted to build the team until the end of the season. But unfortunately, this is football. Such things happen. And again, I just want to highlight something maybe before we go further in our interview. When I was brought in for Richards Bay, I was brought in as an assistant to help Coach Oni, Gabriel, and Coach Kumete Ucho.
And when did things change?
I think whatever that happened at Mangezi, everything has been going exceptionally well. I think maybe the changes started after our cup win against Mamelodi Sundowns.
You got a call when? Did Jomo Biela pick up the phone? And when did he call you? When did he make this big, bold move to hunt you down?
Sorry, I didn't understand the first question. But the contact with Chairman Mr. Biela, everything started before our game against TS Galaxy. So we started communicating then when he was shown interest that he wants me to be part of his team. And we started negotiating from then.
Would you say it was a difficult negotiation or was it pretty straightforward for you?
No, it was not a difficult situation. It was a good negotiation. I don't think... with what we spoke about, I felt it was an easy decision for me. But I told him to wait for me to help the team because we were playing TS Galaxy and our immediate next game was against AmaZulu Football Club. So I told him that I'll only make a decision after AmaZulu came.
I'll come back to talking about Richards Bay in a second. Let me track back a little bit. The departure of Clinton Larson, you guys were working well. I had him on the show. He spoke very highly of you. He spoke very highly of working alongside you. How did his departure affect you?
Yeah, it did, Barop, because it's someone that I've worked with for a long time at Golden Arrows. And when I was going to Mangezi, I knew my transition in the Premier League because it's my first time being in the league. As a coach, the Betway Premier League. So I know which I'm going to learn a lot because he's been in the game for long. So I knew my transition won't be that difficult. After his departure, I felt that we lost someone that knows the game, that has made this tremendous progress for Magezi Football Club, and I knew things will never be won't be the same again. Yes, I regard everyone that is within the team as competent to be there, but I felt his experience, we needed it so much, as Magezi is a new team in the league. So I knew that his departure might cause a problem, and it definitely did hamper us up in terms of results, the consistency. So I feel Uti, his absence was felt.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you, though, was the resignation of Larson. Do you feel, when you look back now, was it justified?
I don't want to go too deeper into that, Parop, but we saw the signs. Personally, I saw the signs of some of the things that he was going through. Obviously, I was going with him day to day, and he will obviously call up for me, told me the things he's facing, his challenges, and obviously his family was not there for the longest time. And there were a bit of challenges that he felt are affecting him to perform. So I was a bit trying to tell him, hey, coach, we've already started this journey, so let's continue this journey. But I know sometimes it becomes difficult talking from your own view because you don't know what someone is feeling in his own space. So I feel with that resignation, didn't go well with me. It affected a lot of things.
And then what about Papi Zotwane, though? Why choose to leave Magezi?
It was a personal decision, Prarop. It was a personal decision. There's a lot of things I've checked into factor. The incidences that happened before in our setup, it's an incident. I don't want to speak about everything that has happened in the media. I think the team has treated me very, very well. They gave me a platform at the highest level when there are many coaches to be given a platform. But they entrusted in my ability, and they gave me a platform. And I'll truly be grateful for most of the times for Magezi Football Club. But it got to a level where I felt I can no longer contribute anymore. Sometimes, in a way, you must not just take money abantu with no effort. I felt the energy was lacking for me for some reasons. I felt the contribution was no more there for me. But I felt I spoke to the management. I told them how I'm feeling. I want a new setup. I want to bring energy to the game. I don't want to go to work with no energy, with no intention, just to go there because I'm getting paid. Personally, for me as Papi Zotwane, I want to learn in this game. I want to make mistakes. I want to grow. And I wanted that environment where I can grow. It doesn't matter who I work with, but as long as I take what I can take, learning from the people that I'm working with, can it be a kit manager, whoever that I'm working with, I want to learn more. So when the learning doesn't take place anymore, I didn't see any need for me to continue working in the environment where it's given me so much, and I won't be saving well. It won't be a good feeling for me knowing that I'm just working because I get paid, but I'm not contributing enough.
I love the honesty that you bring in terms of your perspective and your approach. I go back to something you said. You said you came into an environment where there were two coaches that were in charge. You were then brought in as an assistant coach. And I think the incomplete answer from you was that, how did that then move? If you can elaborate a little bit more on how you got to be elevated now to a head coach position, how did that come about?
Obviously, the board, I think they had their own meetings after Coach Clinton left. I was left with Coach Jackie, and Coach Jackie has been there for the longest time, ever since this team was there, he's been there. So it was a matter of them deciding who to lead the team until they get a coach. And I spoke to Coach Jackie. I told him that, hey, my man, look, you've been here and Coach Clinton has left. You've been here. I think you must lead the team, because if the team doesn't get a coach now, we are here as coaches. We have to take the team forward. And when we spoke, he made it clear to say, hey, coach, I'm sorry, but I feel I am confident that you the person that can take the team forward. He had the belief in me, obviously, yes, in on his own reasons why he felt that I must carry on with the team. And obviously, there were engagements with the technical team from Coach Jackie and the management, because I think the first thing that they thought is that Coach Jackie must take over. But he entrusted me that, hey, I must take over. And when the management called me to say, hey, coach, can we have a meeting with you and Coach Jackie? We feel that when Coach Clinton has left, the team is still looking for a coach, but for now we feel you guys can take the team forward. And for the Pirates game, can you lead this team? Can you help us? And I said, yes, I'm here to serve the game. I'm not scared of the challenges. It's part of the game. But if I'm given a responsibility to lead, I lead. And that's how it became.
And you're ready for Pirates?
For when, because
just a question, but I'll wrap it up, Papi. And again, the perspective is very clear from your side. The difficulty, though, still remains within Richards Bay. There's only three teams on the log table that are not in double figures in terms of points. Already 14 games have been played. Magesi at the bottom. They got 7 points, Royal AM with 8, Richards Bay with 9. So all of them kind of fighting a whole relegation dogfight over them. Can you save Richards Bay?
Personally, Prarop, I believe in unity. I believe in teamwork. The knowledge that I have for the game is not enough for me alone. We've got to Coach Ronnie, we've got Kumete, we've got the players that have been there. So I believe in teamwork as a team, because I can believe that the team can be saved. But if other members don't have faith in that or hope to say we can move out from there, it's going to be difficult. So it's a collective effort. But personally, with the personnel that the team has, I believe something can be turned around. The team can turn the corner, because I think Richards Bay has been playing very well. It's just a matter of not getting results, because they create chances and they don't score goals. So that's one aspect that I've seen in Richards Bay's team. And obviously, for you to move out of there, you can't say you are creating, you don't scoring chances. You must win games for you to move out there. But personally, for me, I'm very confident. That's why I came here. I looked at the personnel of the team and the personnel of the technical team, obviously. It's people, Coach Ronnie, I know him, Coach Jomo, I know him. It's people who want to work in the game, who have got energy to work in the game. No high egos in the team. Even the level of players that we are having, they are no big players here. It's just hardworking players that wants to work and play and obviously save the team, because it's not about only them, it's about saving our jobs, because we have got families to feed. So if everyone from the top going down, we put the effort in seeing that this team moves out there, I think anything is possible. But personally, I'm confident that the team can turn the corner.
Loud and clear, loud and clear. Papi Zotwane, I thank you so much, Baba. Again, congratulations, and I wish you the best of luck with the project at Richards Bay.
Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Thank you, Baba.
Thank you so much. Newly appointed Richards Bay coach there, Papi Zotwane, giving us an outline of what it is that he hopes to achieve. He says he's very confident.